What did you hear? What do you think the voters were saying?
Well, the first thing that bothers me are my liberal friends, too many of them, I think, who immediately run to the race card. The fact is that it's the most dangerous place to be on the political scale is to brand those on the other side as racist. That's the atomic bomb. That's the nuclear weapon of America. Once I accuse you of racism, I've demonized you, and it means any future collaboration, cooperation between us is a sign of my moral deficiency if I would deal with someone like that. It's a terrible thing to do. I say that for factual reason. Barack Obama carried Iowa, carried Wisconsin, carried Michigan. He not only carried Iowa, Wisconsin, and Michigan twice, he carried the white a majority of the white vote in those states. And so Hillary Clinton lost them, Donald Trump won them, and it's a little, I think, transparent, false to say that the people are racist. These are the same voters who would vote for an African-American man and did not vote for the white woman Democrat. So I think that's dangerous. I think, Judy, it was a revolt of working-class Americans. I think it was a revolt against us in the press. I think it was a revolt against the ruling class who were indifferent to their plight, to the fact that for a generation their standard of living has declined, or that their children's futures are blighted. I thought Peter Hart and Dan McGinn, when they wrote that the people who led this revolution are foreign to Washington and New York, they don't go to Starbucks and they don't take their children on college tours. They care about high school sports more than about college, pro sports. They go to Walmart, McDonald's, and they have declining incomes, and they think their grandparents and parents built this country. They scream that they want their country back. And I think they saw indifference from the ruling elites, both public and private, particularly private.